You spoke at Citrus Expo about why growers should control psyllids in their groves that already have HLB. In a nutshell, what's the answer to that?
Well, in a really small nutshell, is to make more money. Of course, that's the main objective of what everything we're doing. But the reason that's the case is because what we're doing is preventing the psyllid from re-inoculating, pumping more and more bacteria into that tree, giving the tree a chance to recover, to produce some clean flesh that can feed the roots and bring it back from the downward spiral into an upward spiral.
How can growers reduce spray costs?
There are a number of ways. Spraying on the threshold is a big help, you know, not spraying when you don't need to spray. We talked a lot about thresholds and how we can calculate them. Allowing biological control to help us out. We talked about modifying the spray programs or allowing at least a refuge of area in the middle of blocks to allow beneficial insects to develop by spraying more on the borders, by avoiding a resistance, and so we don't have to increase our rates.
And what are the current recommendations for the most important times to spray?
Well, the dormant spray is still the most important time because what we're trying to do there is prevent psyllids from building up in the spring flush and flying out with a bunch of HLB and spreading it all over, which is what they do. We have our other flushes in the summer and the fall, which we can preempt as well. And if we have to spray on those flushes, especially on the spring flush, to mop up what's left over, that's also beneficial. In the summertime, I think we can probably slack up, maybe use oil, maybe skip a spray. I think if we do use the threshold approach, we'll see that populations are low. And we also know that many of those psyllids are not carrying the disease at that time because the hot weather impedes the transmission and acquisition process.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to add from your presentation, general tips for growers?
Basically, to use all the tools in the toolbox, Dr. Qureshi talked about using some of the insecticides that are labeled for organics. I think that's good. You know, the biological control thing is important, but we also want to caution against going cold turkey because with all the sprays that we've been doing now, those natural enemies that we know used to be there are not there. So we have to do that slowly and just modify our programs to allow those natural enemies to build up.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.